Focus. I don't know if you can hear me play with my titties over the sound of the cat trying to break into my recording room. But that's not what we're here to do anyway. Hey, hi, how's it going? Hey, hi. Okay, many a lifetime ago, I think I promised a dice ramble of some sort. Then I was immediately like, fuck, I didn't think of rules. And then I immediately, like, just didn't want to figure it out. Let's be honest here. There's other stuff. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're here. We're good. I got a thing. We're going to do a thing. Okay. All right. This one's a little bit more simple this time around, just because I want to get off and monetize the things you love. Hashtag it's a new century. Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna add that to my list. Okay. Here's my thoughts. I've got a couple toys here, and I would really like to play with them. I've been thinking a lot about stories recently, and how about I warm myself up while I set up the setup? Okay, context. Context. I am so fucking wet. This is so much better than Friday. Friday. Okay, okay. I'm very sensitive. Okay. Goddamn. Okay. Growing up, I really enjoyed reading books. I feel like, you know, that's like a... That's a... Like, as a child, you gravitate to certain things, right? Books can be one of them. I was a very... quiet isn't the right... I don't want to get into what kind of child I was at this very moment. Besides, I like to read. So I've got a couple different book series written down here that I could talk about a bit at length. Well, one of them's not a series. One of them's an author. You'll understand when I get there. I feel like the only thing we're really rolling for is the order in which I talk about these things. So I'm sorry it's not very... well planned out, but it doesn't need to be, does it? It's a game. There's a little bit, right, that was the thing. The roll order will dictate what dick I fuck first, and there's a bit of size difference. So I guess, really quickly, the dicks that I have lined up today are Tiv. So it's a Strange Bedfellas lineup. I picked them all from the same shop because I was like, what haven't I jumped on for a while? And Tiv popped out to me. It's on the smaller size of my collection. Oh my god. And I just don't often reach for him. So I thought, well, we'll reach for him today. And then I thought I'll just do the other Strange Bedfellas because I've got a couple of them. So I have Tiv, who I believe is a small and was my very first purchase for them. I have my Sela, who is also a small. I think these are all smalls, to be completely honest. Oh my god, small dicks. And then the last one is Odon. I hope I say that right. Look at me getting into audio production when I can't pronounce words. It's fine. I don't give a fuck. Some people like it when I'm dumb. I don't know who, but some. Okay, off topic. Okay, so we're gonna do a 1 to 2 olfactive, a 3 to 4 olfactiva, and a 5 to 6 I will fuck Odin, and talk about the corresponding book series that are lined up with those that we'll get to as we go. If I roll doubles, I'm just gonna round up. Unless I hit a 6, then we just hang in the existence of me not knowing what to do, because what comes after 6? There's no other numbers on the dice. And there's only 5 fingers on my hand. I'm so fucking. Anyway, okay, I will tell you a really quick fun story about dice. I had somebody request a commission a week or so back that involved dice, and you know, I'm cursed. Or my dice are. You know what? Me and the dice gods are very polar. Very polar opposites. I say please 1, they give me 6. I say please not 6, they give me 6. So anyway, the commission person was very happy. I was like, yeah, that's how this bullshit goes every fucking single time. It's okay, I'm lucky in other ways. So, aw, that's nice. 1. Aw, that's easy to count to as well. Size-wise, that works because I think Tiv is the least aggressive, but he's got a knot. Okay. 1 to 2 is a book series that I'm just gonna say right off the bat. I haven't actually finished reading, but I own every book except one singular book. It's a series I read from about grade 3 until grade 8-ish, when somebody was like, "Why are you reading that book for children?" Oh, fucking. Sorry, we're working that shit in while I think about Animorphs. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Let's focus on the books for a minute. Let's fuck ourselves first. I'm gonna go fuck myself. Okay. So Animorphs. I feel have they stopped doing book orders in schools yet? I feel like they haven't. I feel like Scholastics has like an invested. Getting off talking about Scholastic. Oh, I'm going to hell. I am so happy for it. Animorphs, real fucking good. Like, I remember seeing the very first book in the Scholastic book orders. Do you remember that shit? I used to love that shit. I was a very not social child. Oh, okay. I'm not gonna say what I just thought of. So anyway, big fan, big adopter. I think I've read the first like 20 books. God only fucking knows how many times, to be honest. Reflect. Okay, so I feel like it's kind of had a resurgence because people like me are like, remember Animorphs? And then everybody else is like, Yeah, it was fucking everywhere, you goddamn idiot. Not where I was. Oh, fuck. Okay, anyway. Where I lived in rural Canada, there weren't a lot of other people into the series. Fuck the Oh, yes. Oh, Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I was a lonely child. Myself and like two of my friends read the books a lot, and otherwise there wasn't really anybody to discuss it with, so it felt like a borderline, like out of circle thing for me. It made me uncool to be reading these books, which hearing other people talking about it and hearing how big the series was and the kind of money it was pulling must have been a bit unusual, because the book series made bank. There's some really, really good YouTube videos about it by a gentleman called Lord Ravensloft, I think. I can include a link if I remember. He did a really, really good long series about the book series, and wow, there's a lot of shit that happened in the back end that you just hydration break. You don't think about, hear about, know about until like as a kid you're like, I don't give a fuck, I just want the book. It's a new month, give me a new book. I hope we beat Visor 3 this time. So I'm so smart. Monetize your dreams. Grind forever. Okay. I just want to come a little bit. I just want to come a little bit. That's a lie. That's such a lie. This one's not really quickly, but oh, this knot's kind of like the right size for me. Because if there was much more on the rest of the shaft, it would be fucking uncomfortable. Okay, I don't want to. I don't want to like relive the whole series for people. Because I mean, if you've read it, you're like, I know. And if you haven't read it, you're like, I don't give a fuck. I'll just talk a little bit about what I really like about the series. So I really like animals. I was an animal kid. What can I say? You know what doesn't come with the same issues people come with? Animals. I'll talk about that another time, my experience with creatures. I can promise none of it's sexy. Sorry. Okay, we'll talk. That's a whole other topic. It's a whole other topic. I'm so sorry to talk about your books. So the series is like so dark. So fucking dark. And due to my situation growing up, I didn't actually register how much of it was so fucking dark. Hold it there for a minute. Okay. We're just gonna stretch ourselves, try to stretch ourselves out, in preparation for the other two. So it's all about dealing with war and moral choices and growing up, and it's pretty, when you take out all the gross filler books that were written by ghost writers, at least like the really silly ones, because like the book series got so big that they basically just started inflating the series to sell it, but if you read the core storyline, there are some really moves the tilt on the middle of a sentence and forgets what they're saying. There's some really interesting plot lines in there. Like, I painfully want them to make this into an HBO TV show that's aged up for people like me so we can get all of the dark, horrible, Game of Thrones-esque, dramatic bullshit that happens in these books. People who've read the books are like, or they're like, what are you talking about? Remember Marco? Marco! Oh, Marco. Solid, really, really good books. Like the overarching plot line is really good. I'm not gonna sit here and say that they're like really, they're all really well written because there's really there's like 52 books in the main series. Sorry, aftershock. Just play with me while I talk about books. The overarching plot lines are really interesting, even if the books themselves to get a little bit repetitive at times. Like you get every second chapter of every book is this is our backstory, this is who we are. It's written in different ways, but like it's always the exact same info dump because it's a serialized book for children. But oh my god, okay. One particular scene that has stuck with me ever since I read about it is in the fifth book. Yeah, it's the first Marco book. I think Marco is my favorite character out of them all. Because I feel like he's the one that I probably most identify with. Him or Rachel. Anyway, that means nothing to people who haven't read the books. The scene is they are they've changed. Okay, so the book series is about kids that get the power to turn into animals. So they in the this particular scene they've turned into ants, but they haven't considered the fact that ants will attack other ants that have the wrong pheromones and stuff. Like they're hugely territorial. So in their effort to get a microchip from the aliens, they end up getting bombarded by a hive of ants that are trying to kill them. And they literally almost die. The scene like cuts with him with the narrator, because the narrators change for each book. The narrator Marco talking about an ant trying to like bite him in half in ant form, and then him like panic demorphing hoping that he's not in the middle of a concrete wall, because then he'll die. Fucking traumatic shit, and I've never looked at ants the same way. Really good book series. Anyway. If you don't want to read the book series specifically, there's a couple, there's this one, let me just take a minute, let me just see. Okay, somebody remind me to fucking bedding after this. Sheets. Fuck. Okay. It's a series that like I've kept the books that I had as a kid, which I to finish on the Animorphs really quickly. The reason why I didn't finish the series is because aforementioned in like eighth grade or so, a boy that I had a bit of a crush on was like, "Why are you still reading those children's books?" And I think by now we can say that, you know, I'm a pushover sometimes. Easily swayed, easily influenced. Someday we'll get to why. But I just kind of like, part of it was at that point I'd been reading for years and it was still going with no like end in sight. I stopped reading them because it was getting to the point where I wanted to read more advanced books, and it didn't feel like it was going to wrap up. Well, wouldn't you know, the very next book that I would have read was the start of the, 10-book arc to end the series. So I literally, I'm, 11 books off of finishing it for myself, and I know how things end and everything, because I would rather just know than not. But yeah, maybe one day I'll go and read those last 10 books. I tried to do a reread, and I kind of petered out in the middle when the ghost-written books start, because they're just for children. Okay, let's roll the dice again and see what happens. Bye, Tiv. Thanks for fucking me over. I love it. 3. This is not interesting at all. We could have just counted up the alphabet. Yeah, that's what I said. Sila. I could edge again. There's ways we can make the dice interesting. I'm just like lazy because of working on writing. Okay. Okay, before I immediately was like, put the dick in. One track mind. Okay. We're just gonna just the tip for a bit. While we talk about his dark materials / the golden compass. Hoi. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, me, god damn it. Okay, slow down, bitch. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Sorry. All right. Okay. Stop saying okay. Okay. All right. The Golden Compass, His Dark Materials. If you're an HBO / BBC watcher / like TV watcher in general, they're making the second season just came out last winter season. Oh, fuck me. We're just so Okay, we'll just flex for a bit. Kegels. Okay, so we can try to focus. Okay. His Dark Materials is a three-book trilogy written by Philip Pullman. Focuses on a 10 to 12 year old girl named Lyra Balakwa and her ex quest to do right is a kind of a good way to put it, I suppose. A bit of oh, I'm just gonna stick it in me and talk for a bit. Immediately starts thrusting. Just slow thrust at me while I talk about stupid shit. Oh, fuck me. I need a fuck machine. besides myself, obviously. Okay. Found the book probably when I was about 12, 13-ish. Gosh. Okay. Okay. So I read the first book a number of times, and when I first found it, the trilogy was still in the process of being written, so I didn't fucking know it was a trilogy. So I read the first book a vast number of times, and part of really what I really liked about it is it has a bit of like a cliffhanger, vague ending of, oh my gosh, where does the character go off to next? Anything is possible. And then the second and third books hit, and shit goes crazy, and like shit's already crazy. There is armored polar bears, which is all you should need to hear about to be like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch that shit. Because you should watch this shit. There's armored polar bears that can talk. They're just so fucking cool. Oh fuck. Nothing like thinking about an armored polar bear fucking you. That's not weird. Don't tell PETA. It's not so much the fucking, it's the part where it's you get to hang out with the armored polar bear that can talk to you and be like, this is how we exist, this is how you exist. Anyway, it gets into like metaphysics and faith and quantum mechanics, quantum physics. It's a controversial book because the one of the main themes is basically questioning this idea of authority and why authority exists and what it exists to do and why some authorities are so strong. It is pretty, I'm just adjusting a little bit. It's a pretty stark commentary on the Catholic Church specifically, I think. They may or may not kill God, and there's a good reason for it, and God's so happy in the book. So if you're not into God killing, that's fine. But it's a really beautiful series. It probably, like, it's one of my most favorite series. I listened to the audiobooks a year or so ago, and it gets even better the older you are, because you can kind of you can better understand more of the subtext that's going on and see more of the illusions. Is the illusions the right word? That's me trying to. I don't fucking know. Last time I thought about grammar was the first year of university, and I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Why can't we just say what we want to say? Because reasons. It's not a hard series to read, and like the ideas that are there aren't so challenging that they're gonna like blow your mind necessarily. But it's really, I think it's really pretty, and yeah, it's just highly recommend. The TV series is okay. So there was a movie they made back in the mid early 2000s with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig, and it is really interesting to go back and watch now. Because there's so many interesting choices. All the choices! Everybody has the bluest eyes. Why are their eyes that blue? But the BBC is making a... It is in the process of making the TV series. And the first two seasons have been really, really good. So book series that are like really close to my heart, like his Dark Materials, I don't really like engaging with the critical reception of it, just because I want to receive it how I receive it, and just like that's how it is. It may not be for other people. There might be issues. An example of like something that's kind of like really low bar that I just like cannot give a fuck about. One of the main characters in the book is described consistently with golden hair, and when they cast the lady for the TV show, her hair is black, like straight up dark black. She is fucking phenomenal as this character. She is like, that is this character for me now. The way her hair is, it doesn't actually matter. It's the way that it plays into like her imagery. But some people who are hardcore into making things consistent with the books, why didn't they like, I know for certain there's like commentary on why didn't they make her blonde and golden, and can't you just look at this woman's performance and just be like, this is fucking amazing. Yeah, I've gotten chills watching that show. Real good. Oh, what's the girl's name, the girl who plays the main character Lyra, played the girl in the Wolverine movie where Wolverine, Professor X dies. Spoilers. It's an old movie that came out like 5 years. What are you? Spoilers. Should I have said spoilers at the beginning of this whole thing? I'm so sorry. Spoilers. I'll call it spoilers and we'll be fine. That's thinking on your feet, or on your back. I could be playing with myself. I don't know if you're into weird fantasy, science fiction, talks about authority and faith, and I don't fucking know. I don't really like it. The TV series is good. The yeah. Anyway, shit. Yes. Oh, you got me. Oh, All that's left is the last one. So we can roll the dice just to see what happens. Let's see what happens. What if we roll a six? I feel like today the dice gods were like, fuck you, bitch. Nothing interesting's gonna happen. It's five. That's close enough. That's for hydration break. Number six is five. The last one. Okay. Hold on. Oh, I forgot this guy's. I forgot this guy's medium. He's so though. This is the very first like mouthy tongue toy I got, and I really love Strange Bedfellows. I just kind of got distracted by other things. He's so good. Okay, my last topic of discussion for the day. I put some lube on it just because it's a little big and I want to have fun. Oh. Okay. Number five is, okay, as a child, I think I read a lot, and when I got older, perhaps I hit some writers way earlier than I should have. So, I was probably like 13, 14 reading Stephen King, which I suppose, like, part of me is like, who cares? And another part of me remembers the gangbang scene in It, and I'm like, my parents probably shouldn't let me read that shit at that age. But they wouldn't let me watch The Devil's Advocate. Fuck me up, Stephen. We're gonna get our words out first. So I haven't read all of the Stephen King books. I really struggled to like get past like the third chapter of The Dark Tower. Please don't ask me what I think about The Dark Tower. I don't fucking know. Besides, sounds good. So I've read The Stand, It, Cujo, Misery, Pet Sematary. Dragon's Eye. I'm sure there's others. And I'm just like blanking. But, yeah, I really quite enjoyed Stephen King as a like early teen. I remember, going, our family did a lot of camping trips because camping's cheap and easy. And nobody can scream you in the... Nobody can hear you scream in the middle of the woods. Anybody want to go fuck in the middle of the woods? Okay, that's a good spot. Okay. Your tits and... think about the spooky books. Salem's Lot was one I read. Did I mention Salem's Lot? The idea of like a vampire just peeking through the window creeped me out. But I love vampires otherwise. But they were spooky vampires. Good job, Stephen. I remember reading Cujo and being like, that's it. But I feel like if I reread it as an adult now, I'd be like, oh yes, that's it. I really enjoyed The Stand, but like, goddamn, that shit's so fucking long and dense. I've tried to get back into it a couple times, and it just. Some days I have the attention span of a gnat, and I need to have like attention span for that thing specifically. For instance, all I've been able to do is watch Cody Ko videos on YouTube for the last like 3 days. And why? Just found him. I could watch literally anything else. It's literally just watching shit. I'm just gonna watch him for a bit. How does this get on the point of Stephen King? I don't fucking know. What was I talking about? I really enjoyed the first part of the new It adaptation. I think that they dropped the ball in the second part. I am really intrigued that there's this whole like Stephen King revival happening. It kind of makes sense. There's a lot of content there to work with. Respect. I think part of it is just for myself personally, I've kind of grown out of. Is patience the right word for how he writes stuff? Is I just his I'm his style is. You know, he's got a really distinct style, and if you're ready and in for that, it's fine. And if you're not into it, it's like, God damn it, Stephen, why are we doing this about the women again? Again. Oh, anyway. Yeah, enjoyed that shit. I'm pretty sure at least some of that, like, fucked, you know, messed with me a little bit as a kid. Oh, my. Kisses from a fucking dragon. Say about Steven. Misery like really sticks in my head, partially because of the lawnmower scene that doesn't make it into the movie but is in the book where it drives a lawnmower over a dude. Oh, spoilers. That one really like fucking stuck with me because you know, relatable. Someday I'll quit dancing around the topic and just be like, this is what happened to me. This is why I am the way I am. I don't want to fucking talk about how pathetic it is. Someday. But in the meantime, Stephen King was a really good way to spook myself out. God only knows what it did to me as a child. Oh, proclivities. Maybe it's Stephen's fault that I'm into fucking monsters. More to say about Stephen King when I wrote the list, but I talked a lot about Animorphs and his Dark Materials. The main point was to get sit on for a while. I think I need to get one of these bigger. Thank you. Yay. Good time. Aftershock. Okay. I just want to cuddle now. I'm a knee up. Those books. Surprise, I know how to string words together and figure out what they mean. I give myself so much credit. I don't know, do you like, I would be happy to talk about other books, I suppose. I ingest a lot of media, so media seems like a good like ramble topic when I'm getting off, 'cause you can Google that shit if you really want to know what I'm talking about. Need to buy a paddle. Oh, I could get a. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, it was a basic dice thing. You know, I rolled the dice. And I would argue, as is typical, it was cursed enough that it didn't do anything interesting. What one really? It's fine. I don't have to be good at rolling dice. I am good at other things. Okay. I don't know how to end this, so I'm just gonna say thank you so much for listening all the way through if you did. I appreciate being made a part of your day, and I hope you're having a great week, 'cause another one's about to start. Yeah. Bye.